in my opinion, these four teams are a step forward than the other ones. Olympiacos, Real Madrid, Fenerbahce Beko, and... What's up, EuroLeague family? Welcome to EuroLeague and Friends episode number 7. Can you believe? Let's go to Italy. I don't know where she is right now, but let's go to Giulia Cicchini. Giulia, where are you?
Hello, baby. I'm in the center south of Italy, actually. This is not Milan, and you cannot see it, but there's the seaside right here. Okay. And yes, I'm just, you know, relaxing a bit before coming into the best moment. You know what they say? It's the most wonderful time of the year, and it's a playoff time for me, so... just relax a bit and then I'll be ready.
I'm glad that you're all happy. You're in another city, but I want to go to Athens. I want to go to Greece with you, Giulia. So let's go to our sister Vasiliki Karamouza. Kalimera.
No, it's Kalispera at that time.
Sorry.
But it's okay because people might see it at a different time. Hello, girls. Happy to see you all again. Can we please make Giulia start every episode with a different song?
Like, yes, but I want to also hear Italian song, Vasiliki, from Giulia.
I thought you meant from me and say, are you crazy?
but three of us, we really, really missed someone in Serbia, in Belgrade. Alex?
Hi, girls.
How are you?
I'm fine, just as you. EuroLeague is keeping me busy, but in a best way, just as you are busy these days. But yeah, the center of the city will be Athens in a kind of less than one month, actually. But for now, Belgrade is the center of the world for me since we had the Belgrade Marathon. I've run 10K, by the way.
Congrats. Congratulations. Sometimes you're running more than some of the early players, but yeah.
Yeah, but Giulia done that too in Milan, I think. But
yes, yeah. I did it. But we were wondering if Athens have some kind of marathon over 10K. Yeah.
Maybe... we have the authentic marathon. What are you talking about?
But maybe, yeah. I don't know, maybe in May, do you have something? Because me and Alex, we can come and run in the morning and then, I don't know, maybe going to Oaxaca. Who knows that?
No, yes. We will make you run in Oaxaca all day long.
Back and forth. Okay, we can do it.
That sounds like a plan. Yeah. But I cannot wait Final Four Euphoria to start. But yes, before that, we have playoffs, of course.
Since you mentioned the playoffs, I want to start with our first topic, the playoff race. Right now, Vasiliki and Giulia, I know you girls are a little bit sad because of the Serbian teams that couldn't make it to the playoffs. So I want to ask you, which team is the top one that surprised you the most?
For sure, I would always go with my Taronja team. I think that I'm saying it the right way, but yes. Valencia, what the hell is doing Valencia? They are amazing. They finished in the top four of the standing and no one, believe me, you know that, no one could ever expect something like that at the beginning of the season and neither at half of the season. But Valencia is playing probably the best basketball that we've seen in this season. So I don't want to say nothing more, but I think that some of the other teams must be aware of that.
Yes, and they have the best coach. but Giulia is right. They're the fastest team right now. They remind me of last season's Paris a little bit with more experienced players. And obviously the coach, Pedro Martinez, who was selected as the best coach, the coach of the year. But Vasiliki, since your teams are in the playoffs, what do you think?
I think Olympiacos... We take them for granted sometimes. Like they've finished first for the third time in the last four seasons, which is unbelievable because it shows great consistency and how Coach Bartoka's system works, regardless of the players that are stepping up every season. Sasa Vazenkov left and they still went to the Final Four. He's back and they have been amazing. I think, okay, Valencia surprised everybody and now that's the team everybody is talking about. Well, we shouldn't take for granted what they have been doing. And Panathinaikos, on the other hand, surprised everybody in the other way because at the beginning of the season, we thought they will be, if not first, top two. top three of the standings, and they played in the play-in to get their final, their playoffs spot, which was somewhat unexpected. But you can never rule them out. They have won the championship 7 times. They have experienced coach, experienced players, superstars, a very deep roster. You saw how their second unit stepped up to get the win against Monaco. So maybe it's their time to shine.
We'll see. We'll see who's going to shine the most. But Alex, which matchup surprised you the most?
Oh, God. Well, actually, we made so many picks and guesses throughout the season in our podcast. And one of my favorite that I would love to mention is the one regarding Valencia and Hapoel. Julia already mentioned Valencia, but my guess was also for Hapoel that both teams are not going to manage to keep the same momentum during the whole season, and that it's going to be hard for them to, you know, to keep the same energy. But both teams actually made me wrong. So, so if I have to pick team that can, let's say, surprise us this year, that would probably be Valencia or Hapoel. But also one of my guesses was that we're going to watch Final Four with no Real Madrid. So maybe the most interesting matchup for me is going to be Real Madrid Hapoel in this playoff.
Really? I think that series, that matchup will end very early. And that's how I believe. And I was wrong. I thought that Hapoel you remember that?
Wouldn't be the playoffs, yes.
You remember that, Vasiliki? And you know, I was wrong, but we're human beings. So for now, I want to say good luck to all the teams, but I mean, this is so interesting. You know, Žalgiris Kaunas versus Fenerbahce Beko. And the head coach of Žalgiris Kaunas held the trophy of EuroLeague last season with Fenerbahce Beko because he was the assistant coach of Šaras Jasikevičius. And now they are they're going to compete each other. And they know their sets. They know their game plans, defensive side, the offensive side. It's going to be so much fun to watch that series. And of course, you know who I'm cheering for. You know very well who I'm cheering for. But these, in my opinion, these four teams are really, 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 you know, a bit, let's call it like that, a step forward than the other ones. Olympiakos, Real Madrid, Fenerbahce Beko, and Panathinaikos. Do you agree with me?
Are we making Final Four predictions?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think I agree. I think those will be the four teams. But I think some of the series might surprise us with the intensity or how the matchups are going to go. A lot of away wins, probably. Series not ending 3-0.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know.
Yeah. The strongest teams will come out at the end, but they will have to suffer a lot, I think. This year is very tough.
It is very tough. But Vasiliki,
what?
You have some questions for us. That's what
I heard. It's awards time. Okay. Everybody has been voting for the all EuroLeague team and for the MVP, and we can't be left out, obviously. So I will start with each one of you. Each one of you is going to say 5 names for their first team. Just that, no explanation. 5 names. I don't want to hear, no excuses. And then we will vote for our second teams. So, okay, we'll start with Denise, your old team for 25-26, please.
No way. Why with me? You start with me. Okay, it's fine. All right, Taylor Norton Tucker, Sasha Vezenkov, Sylvian Francisco. All right, I have to be careful.
Yes.
Elijah Bryant. Definitely Elijah Bryant. And all right, Millie Tunil.
Nice. Alex, what about you?
Sylvian Francisco, Elijah Bryant, Sasha Vezenkov, Nikola Milutinov, I have to be with that guy, sorry. And I would mention Montero, which is our rising star pick number one. Okay. So yeah, that's it for me.
Okay. You don't need to explain yourself over Nikola. He deserves to be there for sure. Julia, what about you?
So my picks are Francisco. I would say Nadir Hifi, Because yes, I really liked him last year. I think that this, I don't know if I have to explain it, but whatever. I liked it last year, and now I'd like it even more this year. So Nadir Hifi, I wrote them down because I don't have my memory on, so I have to read them. Tyler Dorsey.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
Tyler Dorsey, THT, and Sasha Vezenko.
No center.
Mine. No, so no, you know, I'm okay. A playmaker, so I was
okay.
Just wondering.
Okay.
She plays small ball.
Small
okay.
ball. Okay.
Small ball.
I will try to keep the positions as it is, even though you can vote positionless. You can vote for five guards if you want. So I will go with Sylvain Francisco. I'll go with Kendrick Nunn.
Of course.
Yes, of course. I will go with Elijah Bryant, Sasa Vezenkov, and Nikola Milutinov. I think they're locked in the first okay. team. Like, you cannot make a first team without them. But what about our second teams? Julia already gave some unpredictable names for her first team. So I want to hear her second team as well.
Oh my God. Actually, this is the season where I gave all my strange prediction and all the things that I've said never happened. So I don't know if people want to be my second team. So you gotta help me out because obviously I wasn't thinking about centers, but you said that Nikola Milutinov has to be included. So I'm sorry, Nikola, but you'll go in my second team. But I hope for you that I'm wrong so you can go in the first one, actually. So I would like to add Toko Shengelia too, because never. In my team, okay. I will always have and I will always want to have a player like him. So it's two. The third one is Elijah Bryant. Then I would like to have Montero on. And if I wanted to have Nadir Hifi on my first team, I wanted to have a Sergio de la Rea in the second one.
Wow. Okay.
That's nice to hear. Yeah.
Probably, okay. Probably you like more my second team than the first one.
No, it's like names that I wouldn't vote for necessarily, but I like the different perspective.
Vasiliki.
Me? You want yes. me to go now? Okay. Yes. So I will go with Zan Montero, Wade Baldwin.
Thank you.
Trey Lyles, Eddie Tavares, and Tyler Dorsey.
Okay. Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Alex?
I will go with Carlig Jones. Sorry, Vasiliki, but Kendrick Nunn is in my second team.
Okay, okay.
Then Moses Wright, T.H. Tucker, and Tyler Dorsey.
Okay, okay. Moses Wright, yeah, he should be counted like for those teams. He had a great season. But, you know, when there's the virus, you can always say the virus and be safe with that option.
but I would say the same thing. The Moses Wright, I think he's, you know, when we're talking about Tyler Dorsey is one of the most underrated player in your league this season, I think Moses Wright as well.
Yes,
he was the MVP of 38 the week of 38, so you know he's doing great. I hope he will not do great against Fenerbahce, but I have my second team.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, so Moses Wright, definitely. Jaren Blossom game, definitely.
Okay.
Yes. I picked Montero for the Rising Star, so I don't know. Tyler Dorsey, definitely. All right, I got to pick someone from Panathinaikos. Kendrick Nunn. Kendrick
it's not that hard.
Kendrick Nunn. And from our team, Nicolò Melli.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh, wow. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
There are pretty... so many candidates, actually.
Yes. There are. Alex, there are. And, you know, I want to name also Carlig Jones. I want to name also Cody Miller-McIntyre, but I can't because there are so many names. So many names. And there are also some secret heroes in some teams that we don't even mention their names during the season, just like Jerry and Grant, you know.
Yes.
When he steps in, or Juancho Hernan Gomez with the rebounding effort that he puts in Panathinaikos, or let's go to Anadolu Efes, you know, Poirier, when he's healthy. You know, these names we can't even mention because there's so many heroes in EuroLeague.
It's so cool, the fact that you never mention one coming from an Italian team. Just Nicolò Melli. This is like, you know, the real description on how we did the season. This is clear description on how the Italian teams did the season. But no matter what, for going on?
Okay, I have some off-court awards that I want to give as well that are more like fun.
Let's see.
Okay, best and worst tweet, or I'd say Instagram post for whatever the players are using these days. I don't know if they're using any new social media platforms that I'm not aware of as I'm getting older.
Can I go? Nadir Hifi. But do yes. you remember? Do you remember the time when he posted that photo with that something like chop of his
yes.
haircut? That was the worst thing that ever happened this year, I think. Because everyone was like, no, no, you cannot do that. Please, you cannot do that. It's like a trademark having those hair.
Yes.
You cannot do it. So for me, that was the best, but even the worst Instagram post ever posted by a player this year. So shout out to you because you made everyone crazy and mad about that. And we all believe that. I believe it.
Well, I have some few. I think it's just not the worst, but there were some interesting things happening in EuroLeague world with the EuroLeague people, the players, that, you know, the tweets that they respond to each other. In your country, I'm not going to give the name, but, you know, some of the players are texting, not texting, but tweeting to and saying some, you know, stuff about their comments and not giving the name, stuff like that. I like it. I like that. I don't get me wrong. So I want that, you know, happening just like KD does it in the States. So, you know, why not? We're not seeing that. Mike James' tweets are the best. You know, now Jaren Blossom game is in the club. He joined Mike's club on X. And Shane Larkin, Poirier, also them. But I think I mean, Shadas being in the stadium of Fenerbahce's football stadium, I think it was nice, you know, because, you know, coach using an Instagram and then sharing stuff on the story part. So I like it. Yes, that was, I think, one of the, you know, interesting thing.
Yes.
What I love about EuroLeague players and social media is how they are actually engaged to other things than basketball, you know. So we mentioned a couple of times Nigel Hayes-Davies traveling around the world actually, and exploring the world and presenting that on his own way on YouTube or social medias. Here we have Chima Moneke. He is very active on social media, but we actually had a few videos of him going around the city, experiencing new food or drinks, or, you know, hanging out with people on the street or things like those. We also had now for Easter, we had Cody Miller McIntyre spending the Serbian Easter with one Serbian family here and having his best time probably in this part of the season. So things like those are very nice to see because, yes, they're playing professionally here, but they're also trying to be a part of the one big family, which is EuroLeague family.
We want to see them doing other things as well and show like their real self apart from being a professional basketball player or a basketball coach. That's why social media are great sometimes. I would go with the most recent Instagram story of Nigel Hayes-Davies. He posted himself as an astronaut, like he's going to go and go on vacation in the moon, because people here in Greece are not very pleased to see him travel around the world during the most difficult part of the season. So he doesn't like the negative comments he has been receiving, and he answered in this kind of funny way. But it's normal. I have been following Nigel since last year, so I know he travels all the time during the season. So that's not a surprise for me. But most people didn't know, and they were amazed that he went to India, of all places, to see the Taj Mahal like a week ago or something. But yeah, that was funny, like answering to them like that.
I apologize to the Greek people. Sorry, I thought that you love it.
They don't.
Oh God, yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's nice to see it from the distance, of course. I'm not sure what I've been thinking about it if I'm a fan. So yeah.
Okay. Do you want to talk about fashion and haircuts as well?
Julia.
Yes, my hair are amazing.
Yes. True.
Well, I have to say that I hate the mullet. And we have some examples of mullets. And I'm sorry because I've interviewed both of them. So I hope that they cannot remember my face, but I interview both of them, and I think that Zax Elias from Asvel and Gabi Deck from Real Madrid. Well, they can even say the same for Maier, even if I think that Maier are a little bit better than there. But I don't really like mullet.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you, 100%. You couldn't have said that better.
I know that this is a thing that I'm gonna say that I've never said it, but even Juancho Hernan Gomez last year did a mullet.
And you didn't like that?
Oh.
Okay.
And even the blonde hair. No.
Yeah, that was a little bit too much for me too.
So it's like the mullet and the blonde hair, it's so 80s.
Yeah,
Okay, going
true.
back in time, it's cool, but not that much.
Yeah.
So I want Denise and Alex to pick the fashion icons of this
No,
league.
but yeah, just
I have one and only
okay.
name. Just one
What?
and only name. I have one name.
Really?
And I will never ever forget that outfit. I hope they have it for female for women in the female, section. I think Kendrick Nunn with that black, you remember that suit that he came to watch the game with the sunglasses? That was the
Yeah.
fashion. That was the fashion moment of the season.
Yeah. Kay is definitely up there with the fashion icons. I think Sylvain Francisco as well. He's very well dressed. All Monaco players, probably.
Yeah,
I don't
I
know.
agree. I
Yeah.
agree.
It's funny when Vasiliki mentioned the haircut, we all thought about the worst haircuts because there are many
Yes.
candidates on that, not the best one. But since we speak about fashion now, I would love to mention two guys that are not basketball players. I mean, one of them it is, but the other one is not. But he's around the basketball court a lot. And they're not from EuroLeague, but they've been a part of a few EuroLeague events. Novak Djokovic and Luka Doncic being there together. I
Yeah.
mean, it's not only about the fashion, it's about the whole aura and the energy and the vibe and the hype around them. So it was very nice to see those guys together being there.
Yeah, that was probably the best off-court moment of the season. The two superstars attending a game and posing like, did you see how Luka was smiling when Yul made that famous mandarin? And
Mandarin.
he was like, how many years can pass and he still make these shots? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
He's Sergio Yuy is unstoppable. Like
Yes.
he's unstoppable. I would be shocked if Real Madrid wouldn't make it to playoffs because they're an elite club and elite people. But Alex mentioned about the eliminated clubs, and I have my club as well, Anadolu
Yeah.
Efes, that that surprised us, not in a good way. I'm wishing them a better season for the next season, but this season things didn't go well. There were so many injured players, injury moments in the club, in on court, in EuroLeague. So I'm thinking what went wrong with the system, because they changed coaches, and I mean, the new coach is one of the best coach in the league, but at the same time, I think the players, they couldn't get back healthier, they couldn't get back well to the court after the injury. But I don't know what's happening in FS. What happened? Actually, not what's happening, because the league, EuroLeague for them, the EuroLeague season is over. But I was sad to watch one of my teams like that this season.
They've been struggling a bit, just as Partizan, I would say that I would love to emphasize them as one of the teams that were eliminated in early phase of the competition. But in connection to the topic that Vasiliki also wanted to emphasize, those moments off the court are probably very close to Partizan since we had the change of the coach that was the most engageable one ever on social media, I think. And everything that happened on the airport with Željko Obradović, we couldn't actually realize that that is happening at that moment. So maybe we missed them showing up on the court more after that. And we miss them a lot, of course, now in playoff race and everything. But yeah, maybe FS and Partizan can be those two teams that couldn't actually, you know, couldn't find their rhythm during the season.
I mean, the rhythm and the absence of Shane Larkin, yeah. I think. I also want to mention about Anadolu Efes that the absence of Shane Larkin made a huge difference for Anadolu Efes, for their system, what they wanted to create on the court with Cordinier, with Babb, with Kai Jones, with Poirier. You know, the injury, being injured player makes a lot of difference for the season. So I'm wishing them a better and a healthier season for the next season. I don't know who they will sign, who will come to the club, who will leave the club. I mean, FS. So I'm curious, and I will watch, and I will just, you know, I'm gonna wish them the best luck for the next season. But I was sad.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, I think that I cannot comment on my national team. I think there's nothing more to say. We talked a lot of times during this season about Milan and about Virtus Bologna. Very good things happened, but on the other hand, very bad things happened. There were a lot of injuries on both sides, but in my opinion, season is so long. Seasons are long, so we cannot base everything on injuries and on things that may happen, an accident that may happen, because you have to know when you build teams, you have to know that these things can happen during a EuroLeague season, during a long season like for us, the Italian one is. So I don't know. I actually don't know what to say about Milan and Virtus Bologna. I really want it so bad. I really want so bad things to change, because actually being here with you girls, your teams made something this season. You have the Turkish team, you have the Greece team, that they are going to the playoffs. Zvezda did what they have to do, going to the play-ins. And being here, being the only one that doesn't, that is not represented even into the play-in, is something, it's not so cool. It's like the situation of our league, in Italian league, it's a problem. It's a problem.
To all the Italian fans, Julia wants to know what's wrong and what do these two Italians team have to do for the next season to be in the playoffs, to make it to the Final Four.
So, girls, since we mentioned some coaches, we mentioned something that could maybe change. I don't know, maybe in my team. I'll tell you a story, just a quick story that happened this summer in Italy, because the team that finished runner-up in the season, because Virtus Bologna won the championship, the second team is Brescia. It's in the northern part of Italy. It's next to Milan. And Brescia was coached by Pepe Poeta, which now is coaching Olimpia Milan. But when Poeta left Brescia, the coaching role was like the Bayern Munich one was open, and they decided to pick a woman to try to coach Brescia team. Brescia team is a very strong one in Italy that we have, and they decided to call a woman, and her name is Cinzia Zanotti. I don't know if you know her, but she's a legend in Italy because she's coaching from more than 20 years the same team in Milano, and the team is JS, and it's very important in Italy. So they decided to call her, but they declined. First thing, because she were already building the team in JS, and it was like August. So she said, I cannot leave my team without a coach, and it's my team, and so I am the coach, so I have to stay there. But on the other hand, there were a lot of bad comments about a woman coaching a male team. And that's why, that's one of the thing that made her say no to one of a lifetime occasion, probably coaching an Italian maximum series team. So I think that the road it's paved, but we need to stay stick in there. We need to believe it. We need to go. And For our case, it doesn't matter if there are bad comments, it doesn't matter if some people can say and will always say that girls cannot talk about sports in general, in particular about boys and male sport. We don't care. We're still here. We are going to be here even next season, even in 5 years. We don't care about that. We're here and our voice is louder than yours. So,
Wow.
love it, love
Love
it.
it.
I would just love to mention one Serbian girl that is leading the male Brazil team in the best competition in Brazil. Her name is Jelena Todorovic, and she's very successful in a coaching job, and I would love to see her on a biggest scene, of course. So yeah, there are names already.
No, I mean, there will be more names, I think, because you know the sports in the world is getting I think all, for example, volleyball, soccer, basketball, hockey, tennis, you know, people love watching different sports and different countries with different nationalities. So we mentioned about you know different nationalities being in EuroLeague, the players, but at the same time it's not about the race, it's not about the being a female or a male. It's about how it gives you the excitement when you
Yeah.
watch that sport. So I think we will see it. And you know there's a new league. There's a new league, new dunk league. Have you seen that dunk new dunk league of
Yeah.
Shaq? Girl,
Yeah.
yes,
Yes.
yes.
do you want one? Okay, let's say let me go like that. Let me go first with this question. Name three EuroLeague players that should attend that dunk league.
I have two for sure. No
Mathias
brainer.
Lessard. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
That wasn't gonna be my first pick because he is still recovering from the injury and he's not that, but he made a huge dunk against Monaco. But
Yes.
he needs to gain a little bit of his form and his bouncing abilities back. I would go with Donta Hall and Kai Jones.
I would love to say Mathias Lessard, of course. Ebuka Izundu. Let's just say him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a
Yeah.
dunker too.
Okay, we are talking about the dunk league, but what kind of league that I would love to have a three-pointers league. So, you know, all my small, you know, I would play small ball. All my guards, shooting guards, point guards, would just, you know, be in that league.
Can I sign Steph Curry and be a
Yes.
participant?
Yes.
Please,
Yes.
please.
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
okay.
Since he's not, you know, playing playoffs, yes. We can create that
Yes.
league immediately right after Final
Try
Four.
to imagine, try to imagine having a calendar like the Formula One and picking each month like a city that we have in EuroLeague, and deciding that, I don't know, maybe we choose Milan. We choose Milan this weekend, this Thursday, we choose Milan. So we can make like a three-pointers or a dunkers all-star game. And it's like all the Italians against all the other players of the world. And when we go to Istanbul, we do the same. When we go to Athens, we do the same. When we do to Belgrade, we do the
Okay.
same.
I think people from EuroLeague are taking notes right now, but I would love to.
But I don't know, maybe Mr. EuroLeague, I would like to have my 20% back. Thank you.
Since we're asking so many questions to all the fans, we received also a question from the fans. The mic pass, you know, we have this new block in our podcast. It's a mic pass, and fans ask us questions, girls.
Okay, let's hear them.
Yeah,
Yes.
we cannot
Okay,
please.
I'm gonna also give the name. Ivana asked, what's it like being a woman in sports?
Where do we start?
Where do we
Do you
start?
have half an hour?
Can we have another episode on this?
I we answered just a little bit before, Ivana.
Yes.
It's not
Yeah.
that easy to be a girl in sport.
But
Yes,
I
yes.
would love to ask Ivana, I don't know what she's doing for a living, but how is it feel to be a doctor as a woman? How does it feel to be I don't know, in finance or in any other profession actually? So it's probably the same path. I don't think that sport is a kind of a different that much comparing to other professions, but yeah, it's a lot of challenges out there, and you guys also know that. A lot of excitement, it's fun. It's dynamic. I would love to say that it's not 9 to 5, definitely. Sometimes you have to push yourself over the limit to show a tiny bit of a sign that you know a lot. So that's how I used to feel about this job.
I like what you said,
I
that it's the
like what you
same
said. Yeah.
with every profession, but an extra difficulty for us, it's like no success is given. Even if you have the greatest interview of all times today, tomorrow you need to have another story. And then again, and again, and again. So you have to keep on proving yourself practically all year long. But I don't know if that applies only to women. I guess it's the same for men in this industry as well. But it's nice, yeah, because you see like the difference from us and the players. We try to put empathy, we try to make more funny questions for them to open up and be more humans, if, rather than being robots who give all the same answers to all the questions. So I wouldn't change it for the world.
No, me
Me
neither.
neither.
And what you have chance to learn a lot, of course, as in every other job, but what I learned that is very meaningful for me for the rest of my life would be that you have to recover very fa fast after you fall down.
Yeah.
So that what is like the most important thing in our lives, and we'll all learn that from players. You know, they're coming home having flights, very long flights after the games that were not that good, and then they have to get up early in the morning to go to another practice or a video or a meeting, and just, you know, keep on living. So.
All right, we have another question from Greece, Vasiliki. I hope I will pronounce his name correct. Pavitsos George Diakopto asked us.
Ah, he even mentioned the place he's coming from.
Ah, where?
Diakopto is a place.
Ah,
Ah,
Diakopto. Okay.
yes.
Why is no one talking about Tyler Dorsey this season? Is he the most underrated player? George,
You already
he
answered to
you're
that.
I George, before reading your question, we already answered that. 100, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
Tyler Dorsey's name has to be up there
Yeah.
more and more and more. We have to talk about him more. But we're already talking about him, but you know, I think we will talk about him during the Final Four. I think he will perform a great performance in the Final Four.
Okay.
That's what I
Ooh.
believe. That's what I think. Because
Nice.
he needed those minutes last year in Abu Dhabi.
Totally, totally.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
now he has these minutes, and then he's having this confidence on the court. I think he's going to show more and more with a great performance that he's having on the court
And the
and also
whole
on the
last season,
playoffs.
yeah, and the
Yeah.
whole last season was very difficult for him. So now
Yes.
it's his time, yeah.
Yes. Yes. All right. We're done for today, girls.
Not bad. We talked about
Not
a lot of
bad.
stuff. Not
We
bad.
did. The playoff excitement is right here in EuroLeague. Girls, thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode. But I want to remind to our EuroLeague family that subscribe, like, comment, put the notifications on. Sending you many kisses. Girls, see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.